I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. Officials testify about security issues in the Red Sea, and the Navy pins the first robotics warfare specialist. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy and Daniel B. Shapiro, the Defense Department's Deputy Assistant of Defense for the Middle East, testified yesterday at a hearing about security issues in Yemen and the Red Sea, alongside other officials. Many of the officials were supportive of the idea of maintaining U.S. military security in the region to counter the presence of the Houthis and other terrorist groups, pointing out various initiatives taken by the Houthis and Iran. Shapiro emphasized the need to protect commerce in the region in his closing statement.
In conclusion, while the Department of Defense supports the overall aim of de-escalating tensions and restoring stability in the Red Sea, we will not hesitate to defend civilians and protect the free flow of commerce in one of the world's most critical waterways.
The Chief of Naval Personnel, Vice Admiral Rick Cheeseman, and the Navy's Personnel Plans and Policy Division Director, Rear Admiral Jim Waters, pinned Master Chief Christopher Rambert as the Navy's first robotics warfare specialist. The rating insignia reveal followed the U.S. Navy's announcement in NAVADMIN 036/24, establishing the branch's enlisted career field for operators, maintainers, and managers of robotics and automatic systems. Although Rambert is the first sailor to don the new Robotics Warfare Uniform Rating Badge, the development of the Navy Robotics Warfare community represents years of effort. Rambert made a remark on his achievement, saying, and I quote, "It's a proud moment to see all the hard work that's gone into developing this badge, and just seeing it finally get codified and brought to life to me. It signifies the hard work of the people around me," end quote. To listen to the testimonies on Yemen, please visit DivitsHub.net. And to read more on the robotics warfare story, please visit Navy.mil. To stay up to date with what's happening in your community, visit Facebook.com/AFN Naples. And stay tuned in right here on 97.3. The Eagle. That's your AFN Naples report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.